If you look at the public accounts of Zimbabwe, they demonstrate some glaring absurdities in terms of the way we spend our money. Look last year, I mean, the government accounts demonstrated that $45 million were spent by Morgan Tsvangirai and Robert Mugabe on foreign travel, while less than 25,000 was spent in schools. President Mugabe spent about 5 million on what is called on his palaces, while children from schools like Blackstone in Harare were being asked to bring some furniture from home. This is a sign that there is some kind of decay, social policy decay, which really we need to repackage it.
So what about the students themselves? Every year, scores of Zimbabweans earn scholarships to study at some of the best universities in the world, but do not actually return. And Minister Coulthard says the value of their education to their communities is ultimately lost. How can they be drawn to return to help rebuild the country?
I'm one person who believes in the school of thought that technocrats could be important in rebuilding Zimbabwe. What David Coulthard, again, I agree with him anyway. If we are to reconstruct our country, we need to bring back those brains that left the country many years ago who get educated outside Zimbabwe. For example, in the UK, actually, I know almost up to 15 academics, scientists who are based here.